Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is meeting with Russian diplomats to talk about the crisis in Syria. The U.S. wants Russia to go along with U.N. sanctions against that country. The diplomatic efforts come on the heels of warnings to the Syrian military this week from President Obama and other NATO leaders against the use of chemical weapons there. And joining us live, WTOP National Security Correspondent J.J. Green. Let's start with the diplomatic efforts between the U.S. and Russia. A senior Russian lawmaker and an ally of President Putin is quoted as saying that Syria's government is now incapable of doing its job properly. So are the Russians ready to now change their position where Syria is concerned?
Yeah, they are, because the pressure is tremendous. And it's because they made the chemical weapons that Syria has. They sent them there. So bottom line is many people in the international community say that Russia is responsible for them having those weapons. And also, that is essentially Russia's last ally in the Middle East. And it also suggests that Russia is unwilling to let them go, so they've sort of enabled them to do what they've done. By the same token, it being Russia's last ally in the Middle East, they're reluctant to let them go because they have their own geopolitical concerns. And pressure or no, Russia recognizes that they need to hang on to that ally. But the pressure is tremendous at this point, and who knows what they may do.
So could the Russians be the ones to convince Bashar al-Assad to leave, seek asylum somewhere else? There have been suggestions other countries are offering asylum.
They could, but does he need to go? And this is one of the things that's been brought up in the last few days by some of the folks that I've spoken to. Short of using these chemical weapons, what would it take to bring the international community in a military way? And short of some kind of military force coming in, it doesn't look as though he's willing to move, to budge. And he's an Alawite. That's a minority there. And he recognizes, and the people that support him recognizes, that if he gives up, the Alawite people are very likely to be brutalized by whatever regime comes into power. And so he's going to fight until the last pea is out of the dish, unless, of course, there is some kind of significant military force from the outside coming in.
40,000 lives have been lost in this war. And we know that the rebels who are fighting Assad wanted more assistance than they actually got. So is there anything that the U.S. could do at this point to help the rebels this late in the game?
The rebels are pretty upset with the U.S., saying, hey, we've been asking you since last year to help us, and you haven't done anything but paid lip service to us, essentially, to their knowledge. But I'm under the impression that there are some things that are going on behind the scenes with intelligence and with other military allies to help them. They may be satisfied with some of those things if there is a significant turn and some kind of assistance to help them get to where they want to be. But they're asking, and Abu Rami, the person that I spoke to, the main spokesman, said they want specific military weapons. They're not going to get them. The U.S. is not going to give them that, but they're willing to help them in other ways. And if that's acceptable to them, then perhaps they can get to where they want to go. But it still looks like a tough road for the rebels at this point.
We'll be checking back with you later, and we'll see what comes out of the discussions today between Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Russian diplomats on the crisis in Syria.